Al Gore made waves last summer with a slideshow about global warming. Since then, things haven't gotten any cooler for the one-time presidential hopeful. This is Podtech News. One Velvet Underground album, pretty good condition, back on the block at eBay. For Friday, December 15th, 2006, this is Podtech News. I'm Jason Lopez. The water may be rising faster than you think. New climate research published this week suggests that global warming may raise sea levels faster than previously expected and make the Arctic Ocean ice-free in summer by 2040. This and other inconvenient truths have at least one man's attention, former Vice President Al Gore. Gore addressed Earth scientists at the American Geophysical Union Conference in San Francisco Thursday. Podtech's Catherine Girardot was there and filed this report.
The overriding challenge of our time, in my opinion, is the climate crisis.
Former Vice President Al Gore gave a keynote speech at the American Geophysical Union's fall conference at San Francisco's Courtyard Marriott on Thursday. After a well-rehearsed patter of jokes and one-liners, Gore exhorted the packed ballroom of Earth and space scientists, journalists, and the public to take a more active role in getting the word out about the urgency of global warming. In contrast to his now famous Inconvenient Truth speeches, the former vice president talked very little about the science of climate change and instead focused on the responsibility of scientists to communicate their research and discoveries to the public.
And it is time, in my opinion, for scientists to play a different role, becoming far more active in communicating directly to the American people about the meaning of the research you have underway and the outrageous nature of interference of a kind that would serve to censor it.
One of the thrusts at the AGU conference has been U.S. government censorship of scientific research, and Gore seized on this in his talk. He cited the closing this year of the EPA libraries and quoted a U.S. Geological Survey scientist who said he and his colleagues had been forced to submit their research for revision before publication.
Now is the time. We have everything we need to get started and to prevail, with the possible exception of the will to act. But in the United States of America, the will to act is a renewable resource. Thank you very much for having me.
In San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardot, Podtech News.
That rare Velvet Underground recording that sold last week on eBay will be back on the auction block after the winning bid proved to be bogus. Podtech's Matt Kelly explains.
40 years after it was made, the Velvet Underground's first recording became a rock star in cyberspace, if only for a short time. The 12-inch LP buried in a box of records was bought for 75 cents 4 years ago and sold last Friday on eBay to a California man for over $155,000. The recording was a rare in-studio acetate made at New York's Scepter Studios in April 1966. It's reportedly only one of two in existence, with the other privately owned and rumors circulating about the owner's identity. But the auction's high bidder confessed he doesn't even have enough money to buy gas, let alone the vintage LP. Meanwhile, the seller, 30-year-old Warren Hill, says he doesn't plan to sue, though, instead saying he'll once again try to sell the LP online. Music from the recording ended up on the band's debut album, which Rolling Stone magazine has called the 13th greatest rock album of all time. I'm Matt Kelly for Podtech News.
A raft of marketing gimmicks, including free shipping upgrades, are helping keep online retailers busier longer this holiday season. According to a report from Comscore Networks, online spending earlier this month was already 25% higher than last year at this time, As of earlier this week, however, that increase has fallen off. This has analysts convinced that more shoppers are waiting longer in hopes of taking advantage of special last-minute offers online. The number of online retailers promising delivery by Christmas if you order by the 18th or 19th has already almost doubled since last year. With statistics like that, ComScore says that online holiday sales are on track to meet their predicted total of $24.3 billion for November and December combined. Microsoft and Chinese search site Baidu will form a strategic alliance in China beginning this month. The American software giant will display Baidu search advertising on several of its major websites in China as the company seeks to provide more opportunities for advertisers. No financial terms were disclosed in the deal. Baidu is often compared with Google for its popularity and profitability. Charges of economic espionage as well as violations of military technology export laws were officially brought against a Chinese engineer yesterday. According to the indictment, Silicon Valley firm Quantum 3D may have been the victim of the spying. The company is involved in making military training software. The defendant, a Chinese engineer with Canadian citizenship, was indicted on 36 felony counts. Allegations included attempts to sell the information to the Royal Thai Air Force, the Royal Malaysian Air Force, and a private company that works with the Chinese military. Depending on where you live, you may have noticed an especially brilliant light show in the sky last night. Massive amounts of radiation are still zooming past the Earth today, fallout from a solar flare earlier this week. The large-scale shower of protons and electrons has the potential to disrupt everything from satellites to air travel and power grids. The solar blasts also come at an awkward time for U.S. astronauts working on the International Space Station. Although they're not in any immediate danger, they've been instructed to sleep in parts of the terminal that are more heavily shielded from radiation. How we feel about our technology is often apparent by the level of frustration we express when our computers freeze, or how we complain when a document can't seem to print. No four-letter words, please. That's when we call our IT departments. But how they feel about our technology isn't always easy to gauge until now. Michael Klinger has the stat of the day.
IT professionals are famous for knowing all about the machines and programs that leave the rest of us completely baffled. They love to ask us if we remembered to plug the computer in or make sure the printer was turned on. They also love to complain about software bugs and talk about things like vulnerability to attack. But when you talk about vulnerability, you're really talking about something more fundamental than hardware and software. You're talking about emotions. And a new study from PatchLink goes bravely where other studies have feared to tread. In a new report, the security firm takes the time to ask IT professionals about their feelings, their emotions, and their sense of ever-diminishing security in an increasingly scary world. The study's more innocuous findings, that 70% of IT experts expect an increase in zero-day threats next year, for example, are overshadowed by bombshells like this. More than half of IT professionals have a feeling that Microsoft Vista will be a more secure system than Windows XP. They don't know it. They haven't seen it. They feel it. And that's news. Probing a little more deeply, the study found that despite this bedrock sense of security when it comes to the newest Microsoft operating system, there's still a general feeling of uneasiness over security. You don't have to be an IT wizard to understand that. It's human. It's frail. It's mortal. PatchLink's study also hit a raw nerve with a question about management process. It turns out that beneath that rough exterior, more than 70% of respondents had a strong emotional sense that the patch management process won't be the same for Vista as it has been with Windows XP. The results of this survey make us want to reach out to our IT brothers and sisters and say, don't worry, things are never going to be perfect. We'll get cyber attacks, and we may never fully realize the potential of a completely flawless management process. But we'll still need help turning on the printer. With the stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
Finally, as we become dependent on our emails for personal and business communication, we should probably prepare for a new kind of extortion. According to internet security company WebSense, there's a chance that wildly popular free internet-based email accounts could leave us especially vulnerable. enterprising hackers might find that we're willing to pay top dollar to get hijacked email and contact lists. It has already happened to some users of Microsoft's popular Hotmail feature. That's it for PodTech News. PodTech News is produced by Catherine Girardeau, Matt Kelly, and Michael Klinger. I'm Jason Lopez.